Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
We're asking you guys, appreciate all the texts and tweets. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And this radio show is Dukes and Bell 929. Lots of guys and people, ladies as well, hitting us up because Braves country is huge, man. And we're all a little bit frustrated with what we're watching right now. It's more than just wins and losses, by the way. This is about you watching your team and knowing we got a pretty good club. You haven't felt that way. We've been struggling to get over 500. Red Sox come in. They win Friday night. They win yesterday. And Mike said it. Yesterday was lifeless. I mean, you get the early home run from Ozuna. We'll play that for you in a second here. And that's it. I mean, you won Saturday 5-0, and Schwelly goes a 6 2/3 or 6 1/3, and doesn't give up any runs. And you're like, okay, this is the kind of performance we need. And then a guy just hit us up and said, Dukes and Bell, Elder, does he know that he doesn't have to spot the other team three runs every time out? That's how it feels.
Right. I mean, and look, they did have a 4-game win streak at one point when he came back up in his starts. But this was, unfortunately, I mean, look, this is not a – you know what the funny thing is, Carl? This is not a bad Bryce Elder outing.
No.
Bryce Elder gives up three runs. You feel pretty good about it. You know, granted, it only came in the first inning. But right now, the way this team is so, you know, anemic on offense, three runs, you're over. You're dead in the water, man. So you don't have that margin for error. And that means that everyone's pressing, including him. But he did, you know, hunker down once he got through that inning.
He really did.
But don't throw it. You can't throw a 92-mile-an-hour sinker that doesn't sink to a major league hitter. And that's what happened with Story.
All right. You guys can continue to hit us up. We're searching for answers.
Searching.
And trying to figure out what the deal is here. Meanwhile, the other news that broke over the weekend, Mike, is Jay Batt is leaving Georgia Tech. And it's kind of like, okay, wait a minute. Aren't things going really well at Georgia Tech? They are. Britt Key is in an excellent position. I think Damon Stoudemire's got to take the next jump. He hired both of those guys. But this is the world of college athletics, guys. And when you're an athletic director, Mike, just like many coaches, whether we want to realize it or not, you're looking to advance to the next bigger step for everything that Georgia Tech is. And it's a great program to run and be in charge of. And it's Michigan State. It's the Big Ten. They have a better TV deal. They have more stability right now when you start talking about where this football thing is going because of their connection to the Big Ten. And Jay Batt, Mike, came in here, and bravo, he did an excellent job of earning revenue and creating new opportunities for Georgia Tech.
Hate to lose him, though. I mean, that's the thing about, you know, here's a guy that's, you know, you needed this. You needed somebody to be the money man. You know, that's why, you look at Josh, look what Josh Brooks does, right, out in Athens. You've got guys that are really good at passing the hat, getting the alumni base. The Tech spent for years so fractured. Everybody's got their idea where the program should be. Now all the boats are going in one direction, right?
It's true.
I think it's a big loss for Tech. And a lot of guys have used Tech. I mean, Ranakovich used Tech as kind of a springboard. You want it to be a destination. You don't want guys leaving the ship.
No. And look, nobody is, just like when you're hired, they're not promising you they'll never fire you.
Right.
And nobody's going to promise they're going to stay forever. So what you hope is, and Georgia Tech, you got this from Jay Batt. Nobody should be upset. It's disappointing that he's leaving, yes, but he came in and advanced this more than when it got when he mm-hmm. got here. And you hope the next guy or woman, whoever gets the job, the person, Mike, is going to do the same thing. Can they advance this where it is and move it a little bit more forward? Because as long as you're doing that, you're going to be okay. It's the AD, Mike, that comes in and sets you back that right. doesn't help.
No, I mean, look, with all due respect, getting off of Russell and getting things rolling, right? I know that we tried and they had another coach in there that was a lot of gimmicks, a lot of nonsense. Oh, they got rid of him. And they went with Brent Key, and Brent Key's got things cooking. But I think as a Tech fan, you're a little nervous about making sure they get this right. It's a very important hire. Danny Hall, by the way, leaving. I guess Ramsey's taking over as a baseball coach. That's what they're saying.
Yeah.
So I guess that decision's been made. We'll talk more about Tech and Georgia Bass baseball coming up in a bit. But yeah, that's a guy who took Tech to another level, and now the program, I think, is in a great space. You're right. Now this is a team. Can they compete for an ACC championship in football? That's the next step.
It is. 404-726-0929. That report came down yesterday, and everybody's like, because it just, you know, again, Josh Brooks is doing a great job at Georgia. If this news was Georgia, people would be like, okay, look, Josh is doing a really good job. But I think where Josh is and where Georgia Tech is right now, maybe, Mike, there's more stability and more long-term viability there with being the AD at Georgia, maybe, than it is at Georgia Tech. I don't know. But Jay Batt is deciding to go. And we don't ever know the reasons why people leave. Everybody always assumes it's money. It could be something else. We don't know. Right. Either way, they're going to be looking for somebody. And it is an attractive job, though, Mike. I will say that. We talk about it. I think both your main big programs are in a great spot. But there's so many other athletic programs at Georgia Tech that are doing a really good job.
Right. But again, Michigan State, They're looking up a lot of teams right now in the Big Ten.
They are.
And they've had some bad decisions with their coaching in the football program. They're trying to get things rolling. So,
well, you know what's
like, I'm not saying, you know, he's kind of a hired gun now. He comes in and gets things going.
Yeah, but you know what's at Michigan State back? The Mel Tucker hire.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Bad hire.
And they paid him a lot of money.
1 year at Colorado.
They paid him a lot of money. And he came in there and everybody's like, yeah. And then he had the off-the-field scandal. And it was a bad deal. Either way, and then that sets the program back.
Right.
Because the
recruiting
kids,
goes out the window.
Yes. Everybody he brings in is now like wanting to go out. And now you've got to start over. More on this coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, guys. Also, sometime in the 4 o'clock, one of the biggest artists in the music business is going to stop by this show. We'll tell you more about that on the way. Dom the Dominator is behind the glass. He's back with us. He is our guy. And, of course, Dady is back off the cruise, tanned and ready to go today.
I guess he got everybody through the airport. I mean, they didn't leave Grandma at the airport, right? I mean, she made it to the boat.
Hopefully.
Right?
Yeah, she made it.
Okay.
Look, he's laughing.
I mean, I don't want it to be like, you know, like Home Alone. Like, where's Nana?
We did feel like we were going to have one of those moments on the way out, though.
Well, it's good to have you back, man. Good to do. Everybody enjoyed the cruise. Can't wait to hear more about it coming up in Yeah Man, No Man. Right now, let's get to the Daily Download.
It's time for Dukes and Bell's Daily Download.
You've got mail.
All the stories you need to know about the world of Atlanta sports in bite size.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Story number one.
Braves lose. Weekend series to the Red Sox. Friday 5-1. Loss. Saturday 5-0. Win. Sunday a 3-1 loss. And Mike said it. The only thing that got the crowd up. And the crowd was ready to explode, wasn't it?
Yes. I mean, granted, there's a Sunday crowd. Everyone gets in from church. Maybe not as much passion. You know, it was a little one laid back. But you didn't give anything to hang the hat on. Other than Ozuna's home run. And that's all she wrote. And then just, you know, there was some just, again, these wimpy, you know, I joke around, they're hefty, wimpy. hefty commercial, hefty. That's the way I'm describing a lot of these at-bats. Wimpy. Matt Olson hits a weak comebacker to the pitcher. I know I'm getting all over Olson, but he's the example. You guys are in love with the slugging, the OPS. You don't care about the average anymore, but he's not providing the big hit, the timely hit. You know, and so he can hang in that 230 to 240 average range, but where's the clutch, man? Where's the clutch?
Well, there is one guy that has it. His name is Marcell Ozuna.
Deep to right center here off the bat of Marcell Ozuna. How far is this one going to go? It's going to go over the fence for a big fly from the Big Bear. And the Braves are on the board.
10th of the season for Ozuna. Crochet has given up 3 hits against the Braves, and all of them have been solo homers.
That's pretty good, by the way. That kid's really good. That Crochet kid is,
yeah,
is really good.
Yeah, the first time I'd ever seen him pitch. That slider was just, my God. It just really looked unfair for left-handed batters.
By the way, Ozuna's home run, you talk about runners in scoring position. This is what Mike's talking about. Two outs, runners in scoring position. Ozuna didn't come through later in the game. Olsen didn't come through later in the game. Right. Money Harris didn't come through. Those are the big at-bats we're talking about, guys, that you've got to be able to get a knock and get somebody home. And we just haven't done enough of that. This daily download is brought to you by our friends at ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Off day today, and then tomorrow it is the D-backs.
And again, Sean Murphy's batting 207 for the month that just wrapped up.
It's terrible.
You know, and that's where I just, you know, and I know we're doing this lefty-righty stuff. Mark Bowman had a really good article today at MLB.com talking about, like, just let Eli White hit if Verdugo's struggling because Eli White seems to be better. You're doing this platoon. I still want Drake out there more often than every other day.
Yep.
But that's where we're living, brother. That's why Snicker does not have his fastball this year. I think fans have been so critical of him. I've tried to resist the temptation, but I gotta be on their side. Snicker does not have it.
No. I felt like Coleman really put it in context. And if you're not reacting to the things that a manager should react to, then what are we doing? Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
Oh, NBA Finals is set, Mike. It's exactly who we said it was going to be.
Yes, NBA fever.
Catch it. Indiana taking on OKC. I don't know what to expect. I know you're going to hear, not from us, but from people around the country who say, oh, this is going to be terrible for the league. League's going to make money regardless, guys. It's tied to the TV and the streaming dollars. But what about Indiana, man? Pascal Siakam. Mike, you kept saying, if he's here, what's the Hawks look like?
I just think this guy, he's that secret sauce. He's got all that stuff. And it's funny because sometimes they don't even go to him. You know, and then when they do, he's always there. And by the way, if you watch this game, the Knicks, and Brunson was so out of his head. They got so inside with that pressure defense. He's headbutting guys going down the court. He's slapping at people. And he lost his poise. I mean, Knicks are just chucking threes. How about the Pacers? Knicks would make a basket, and the Pacers would get back, beat them to the other end, and get even easy transition baskets.
It was. It was not a good look
right
for the way that the Knicks finished. And you know, for everybody, it's like, well, they'll be back next year. Slow your roll. I don't know if they're constructed and built that way, guys. You got the Celtics. You know, the timing is always right. The right thing. Everybody was worried about the Celtics in Cleveland, and you couldn't get past Indiana.
No, and this Indiana team, as we said, if it was in the half court, you felt like the Knicks had the advantage. But if you saw it, they were barely getting the ball over the timeline.
Yeah.
And they would be, if you ever watch it, when they're trying to get in their sets, I mean, it looked like when Gene Hackman was coaching Hoosiers. Day-Day. Didn't they look like Hickory? I mean, ironically, in Indiana, the Pacers looked like the Hickory basketball team. Even Ollie's out there D-ing people up.
Siakam, by the way. Eastern Conference MVP. Mm.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is the Larry Bird Trophy. It goes to the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals. And that MVP is Pascal Siakam.
Yeah, man. It's like a college environment at the Gainbridge Fieldhouse. You're watching that. It was pretty funny, man. They're getting some hard fouls. They're chanting the players' names, committing the fouls. Siakam's just got that dog in him, man. That's if we could clone that, that's the kind of stuff we need on this Hawks team, bro.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.